Lawmakers at the General Assembly have adjourned for the year. The longest session since 2001 concluded at 4:18 this morning. An almost all-night session included passage of bills related to immigration, environmental regulations, and technical corrections to thousands of pages of legislation passed since January. Rima Crace and Jeff Tabiri of WUNC review some of the last-minute politicking.
On Tuesday morning, the powerful Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca told the committee room, stay tuned, we could see all kinds of things between now and later. Well, 13 hours later...
Senator Apodaca, what would you like to do next? Would you like to sing for us?
Apodaca didn't sing, but he was among several senators who tossed a football on the floor while waiting for the House. Lawmakers in that chamber voted on dozens of bills, and the night dragged on.
I know we're getting tired. The hour is getting late. We need to just vote yes or no on this and let's move on. Please.
It was the most chaotic day of this session that began back in January. And as the footballs flew and the yawns became more frequent, it resembled a cram session of sorts, like high school students trying to complete a science project.
The fiercest debate of the night and some of the sharpest words of this eight-month session came under consideration of an immigration bill. The bill would restrict forms of ID for non-citizens. It also seeks to eliminate so-called sanctuary cities. That means local governments couldn't have these policies that prevent police from asking a suspect about his or her immigration status, like in Chapel Hill or Charlotte. Those are examples of cities that have those kinds of policies.
Here are two voices from this contentious debate. First, Democratic Representative Charles Graham, who is an American Indian.
None of you would be here had my ancestors not accepted you. We could have chopped your heads off. We could have scalped you. We could have put you back out on the water and sent you where you came from. We opened our arms to you.
On the other side, Republican Representative Kelly Hastings says it's about keeping the country safe. And he also says he's not a bigot, like some Democratic lawmakers implied or said on the floor.
In fact, in high school, one of my best friends was from Cuba. His name was Jesus Loasas. I didn't view him as Hispanic or Cuban or anything else. Whether a person's from South America or Eastern Europe or wherever, we do have to keep our mind on the sovereignty of this country.
An unrelated provision of this bill limits food stamps to thousands of people, specifically able-bodied, unemployed adults without children across the state. Our colleague Jorge Valencia has a report about House Bill 318, so keep listening or look for it online.
And lawmakers also voted on a big bill that includes several environmental provisions.
It is clean, it's green, and it's not extreme.
Republican Pat McElrath is from the eastern part of the state. As you might have guessed, not everyone agreed with that sentiment. Some environmentalists called it an improved bill, but still damaging. They say it would relax the requirements for controlling pollution and could destroy intermittent streams.
Meanwhile, lawmakers also gave final approval to a $2 billion transportation bond referendum. Most of the money would go to projects for the UNC system and community colleges across the state. This legislation heads to Governor Pat McCrory.
And it's almost certain to receive his signature. McCrory has pushed for the multi-billion dollar construction and infrastructure proposal for months now. Voters will have the final say next year in a referendum.
Turning to a different measure, a controversial proposal was introduced late Monday. And by Tuesday morning, people across the state were voicing concerns, including Greensboro Mayor Nancy Vaughn.
I think the way that it was put together is awful, literally at the 11th hour. I think it was, obviously, it was to take away anti-discrimination measures. And I think it's something else that is going to set our state backwards.
House Bill 279 was designed to ban local governments from enacting minimum wage increases, protecting fair employment practices, and from providing affordable housing. Local officials called the mandates an overreach of state government authority and contended the bill would have weakened anti-discrimination efforts. It would have negatively impacted minorities and members of the LGBTQ community, they said.
Senator Phil Berger told reporters Tuesday afternoon that the bill provides uniformity. Still, there was pushback from both parties. Adding to some of the frustration for lawmakers was the fact that when House Bill 279 was filed in March, it dealt with sex ed and qualifications for counselors. Opponents of this effort said the provisions, the new provisions that emerged, had nothing to do with the original legislation.
So, in somewhat of a surprise move, the bill was sent back to committee because it hadn't been properly vetted. And there, efforts to limit local government powers were halted.
Lawmakers also stopped another big bill last night. This one has to do with charter school funding. The bill would have shifted some funds from public school districts to charter schools, funds like gifts and grants and federal money. It's controversial, and it was withdrawn from consideration. Lawmakers say they may study the issue before taking it up again next year.
So both of these proposals are tabled until at least next April. That's when legislators will come back for their next legislative session.
Before then, the governor will have a month to deal with any outstanding measures, and then primary season. Remember, all elections, including the presidential primary, will take place on March 15th. From the Capitol, I'm Jeff Tiberi.
And I'm Rima Kreis.